The Lords. This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Mumford and Sons, a glass of cold beer. That's exactly how they feel. Yeah, that one is titled Little Lion Man. The original one is dirty. I wish I played you that. Has a little punch to it. You know, it's more whiskey than beer. You know, it's more brandy. Mm-hmm. Russian whiskey is like 40% alcohol, right? Or is it 60? You know? Yeah, how's that bite? You'll feel like someone was coming at you. The sunny side. 6 minutes past 2 p.m. on the clock. My name's Joyce. Ah, maybe I should flip this program. Lords of Logic first, then Confessions. For real. Because I think I'm chasing my Lords of Logic crowd. Well, let's get to it. So today, I want to talk about an observation. And it's not an observation to suggest that it already is, but maybe you can say it already is. Maybe you can say it isn't. Today, the topic is epigenetics. Epigenetics, a study of how behaviors and environment can cause changes that affect the way your gene works. Let me give you a more simplified picture. So if you look at the title epigenetics, you might think maybe it's unfamiliar, and I can understand that. But it's said to be the way external factors affect your gene coding. So it seems as though that there is a possibility that if, for example, a person maintains a bad behavior, they can have children who grow up with that bad behavior. Because what happens with the bad behavior is that it goes from bad habit to resetting the brain structure. Yeah. Okay. So let me give you one I think you might notice. Lagos, I want to just give you examples and I'll open up the telephone lines and we can chat about it. Have you noticed that when you, not, it doesn't apply to everyone, but there are some people you look at and you can say this person is broke. No, and I'm not even trying to be cheesy. Okay. You can look at someone and be like, oh, not broke, poor. Stop. Have you noticed it? You can look at some people and you can say this person looks rich. I'm not talking about the material stuff. I'm talking about you look at their face, you look at their eyes, you look at their skin. You're like, wait, this person. So basically, it's like, this person doesn't look stressed. But that's not how you say it. What you say, this person looks. So when I joined Cool FM then that year, a senior colleague. So then we had like interns. This place used to be so full. This was an industry. Like this single building, it was everything. Like this was a huge, it was so big. Like you would meet people, you wouldn't, like I wouldn't even remember their names. Then I wouldn't see them. Then I'll see them. Like it was busy. It was so full. Like, yeah, you like you have three companies here and every staff members, like you meet people, you're like, who are you? You work here for real? We pay you salary. Okay, what's your name? How long have you been working here? They'll say something like 2 years. Like, for real? You've been here 2 years? I never seen you one time? Yeah. So, this senior colleague, he's very mischievous and he's up to something crazy every time by nature. And then one day he said, I'm going to rate all of you. So, this was me inclusive, some other new faces whom I don't remember, and some other older staff, but he did for the females. And he said, I'm going to rate all of you by level of who looks poor. Yeah. So when you have seniors in school that are just demonic. It's like, I've heard them senior colleagues just good old children of Satan. So, but it was fun. It wasn't malicious. It was like, I don't think it was as at the time. And then I think we were like 10 or 12. And he went, so some people just look at Jeb, like they just look like, I don't know what, they look like, you know, lab children. They never suffered. Like if something, they will see like a roach and scream. They just look like, designer babies, just frail, weak. Yeah, I was almost like that too, because like, I cried a lot. Because I never, I met some things for the first time. Yeah, and I cry. Like, I'm like, what is that? Malice, like, when I encountered some things. So, I think we're like 12, and he put me at number 5. So basically, the chat was, when a person has lived with money, there's a way you look. And when a person has lived without money, there's a way you look. It's not a general rule, but I think that you get what I'm saying. Like, you're in society, you can look at someone like, you look well. You look at somebody, they look well, but they look stressed. So it's as though you think, that's what girls do to boys in the club. Now, boys, Alpha, you feeling your girl? Because babes be doing it to you. N6 told me one time that you're with a girl in the club and you say, hi, what's your name? And the girl has scaled you. From your phone, your car keys, your shirts, your this one, your that one. You know if she's giving you her number on. Like, these girls are like witches. They be reading through your entire cells. Like, they can tell if there's a destiny here or not. Is, you know. I mean, just but on a more superficial level. So according to epigenetics, there is a supposition that the things that are done externally can affect the genes. Now, it's quite debatable because you can say genes are what you get from your parents down to you. And then some say not just that, you can also acquire external reprogramming, like things that happen on the outside of you. One, for example, can be, there's a reason people say like poverty mentality. Now, you don't know if it is, and to be honest with you, this is also a very good debate. Is it really poverty mentality or is it conditioning? Think about it. Is it really a mentality or is it a conditioning? So I've given the rough reference of people who look rich and people who look poor. Not everyone, but so you get what I mean when you, huh? This is Lagos now. You get what I mean. Okay, that was better. Okay, good. So there's that. And then there is it possible that externals, and I'm not saying affect your behavior, I'm saying affect your gene. That would also mean that if, for example, you do something tremendous, something exponential. So let's say you conquer horror. You defeat your biggest fear or enemy. Is that thing also capable of affecting your genes? I know. You can call me and tell me, no, Joyce, it's not today. This is a little too complex. We need a day to think about it. Now, I get it. But you understand the question. Epigenetics supposes that factors affect your genes. So I'm asking you the question. Is it possible that tremendous feats, something like something that almost kills you but doesn't kill you, can change your gene? Is it possible that a well-nurtured bad behavior can change your gene? Now, scientifically, they say something like if the environment is bad, it can tamper with your gene. I mean, talk about cancer. They say there are relative causes to cancer. One of it would be chemicals in the environment or chemicals in the food, and you eat it, you get cancer. So that looks very straightforward, right? Good. Can things that happen to us that cause us to react in a certain way also affect our genes? So if you have any reference, and I hope I've done a very good job of trying to explain it, if you have any other examples that might help simplify this even further, let me tell you why this is important. Well, there's no way we know if it's important, because one, it must be worthy, and then two, by virtue of it being worthy of something, then it becomes important. But only that, well, that can only be established at the end of the day. So let's begin. Epigenetics. Can external factors, like one, bad behavior. I like that bad behavior example, actually. Bad behavior, can it affect your genes? One, two, can a great achieve a feat, something that didn't kill you, can it also change your genes? And that would mean that in the event that something is supposed to kill you but you don't die, it means that it gives you a better gene code. It alters your gene code, meaning that maybe now, if you had 2 lives before, now you have 3. Because it's like playing video games, and you go from level 1, level 2, level 3, something like that. Pisani Sad, the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show. Now you get to say your name. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Can you hear us?
Hello.
Oh, sorry about that. It looked like I got you, then I lost you. Welcome. The Lords of Logic. It's good to have you. Yeah, good afternoon to you.
Yes, good
afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you.
You are very, very correct.
Am I?
By saying that some external factor can make somebody, his gene can change. Let me give you an example. Uh-huh. If you better enter in the family of a big man, a cycle, the children, their mentality will change if there is no money again. But as a woman riot sport like I did, I don't think that if I'm saying with the corrupt people that I'm not corrupt, I don't think that my teeth will change. But my problem now is that as a monkey drinker, my son is now attacking Buga in my face. And tomorrow my teeth still attend. So if he started drinking Chevy, drinking family, drinking beer, so if it affects my teeth.
I don't know that that's a good example though, but.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I will. Look, you know what? On any day, he's a little extra salt on the plate. We can't do away with a brother. Hello. The Lords of Logic, epigenetics, the supposition that things can change your gene. And if you, well, I think you know how gene works, right? Okay, let me speak to a few people, then I'll tell you. Hello.
Hi, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Hi. Good afternoon to you. Good to have you on the Lords of Logic. That's a good one. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, I'll say it's not just family. The external factor is really true. Even friends behave and look alike when they do things. When they have, let's say, at first they have similar interests. And then they begin to do things. Like, let's say, I'll use an example. Like, two tall girls that are friends. Little by little, they begin to look like each other physically, and they begin to have features.
Really?
So, yeah.
I
have a friend in school.
Yeah,
two girls like that. They were almost like twins, but they were not like that. They were not alike before, but they sleep on the same bed. They were so close to each other. They practically became like inseparable, and they happened to be best friends. And then they started looking alike, that people started mistaking them for each other. They were not so identical. But then they were looking alike. They started even talking the same way. So if it can happen with friends, I see it's going to be more within the family. They can have traits.
Thank you.
Pass on from one.
Fantastic example. Beautiful example. Thank you so much for calling and giving us that. I do appreciate.
Thank you.
You're on the Lords of Logic, my friend. We're talking epigenetics and the possibility that external factors can alter your genes. Yeah, alter your gene code. You can gain or lose. You can make better or you can make worse. Hello, Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
It's good to have you here. Thank you very much for calling the Lords of Logic. What's your name?
I'm welcome from Ecologia.
All right, speak up for us and go ahead.
I think it's not only your biological makeup that transferred to you, to your parents.
Oh.
And I want to give colonialism as an example.
Bring it.
So, over 400 years ago, our ancestors were horrified by the white men.
Mm.
And somehow, even though we now, we are not like physically in that
condition, slavish condition.
But somehow we still don't see ourselves as equal to our white folks.
We can take
and it takes a level of learning and unlearning and relearning to have that self confidence as a human being, like,
okay,
we are equal.
Oh, okay.
I also want to give a couple as an example. When they stay together long enough, they begin to, you almost can't tell that they are from different backgrounds. You almost think like they are siblings.
That's couples who love each other, or just every couple?
Yeah, who love each other. They think the same, they act the same way. They can. It's almost like they can read the other person's
mind
and the other person's mind.
So you are also agreeing that both for the good and for the bad, things outside of us can change our genetic coding.
Yeah, it can.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I do appreciate. Now, remember that there is the opposing side of the argument, which is that everything is as it should be, and if you got it, it's because your father had it. Yeah, that's more straightforward. Other than that, welcome to the center floor. The Lords of Logic come together to discuss today epigenetics. I'd like to hear your argument for or against. It's more like an observatory conversation. Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Sunny Side. My name's Joyce. What's your name?
Joseph.
Pardon?
Joseph.
Yeah, Joe. Lord Joe. What's
that? Okay. I think that genetics, right? That external factors can affect.
Is that possible? What do you think about that?
Yeah, for example. Now, let me give an example. People who do punditry in the same, punditry, right? In the same environment, for example, the BBC and Fox Sports. Suddenly, they, like, for example, if I... Hello?
I'm with you, believe me.
Okay, if I move into Fox Sports, for example, and then I start seeing punditry with also people that have been there, people that are doing the things in the same way. Then I begin to speak like them. You get...
Okay.
So...
That's like, influence. That's not genetic coding. That's influence. I think that's how I understand what you just said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, influence is different from coding. You want to take a minute and think about it?
Okay, I'll say that.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, can we also underscore that influence, to be influenced... is different from a genetics. So I'm a dark woman. If I were to give birth to a child today, my baby will not be white. My baby will be black because of my genes. You see that? Good. Now, let's say my IQ level on a scale of 1 to 10 today is a 5. Is it possible that I can do something so that my child's IQ is 10, 11? Is it possible that I can do something? And I'm talking about native intelligence, you know, not the one that they give to you at school or the one that the school tells you you are. No, the one that is in your blood. Like if your hand were slit and your blood dropped to the ground, it'll be gold, something like that. Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. Epigenetics on the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show. For or against? Hello, it's good to have you here. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I want to say that there are three different categories of the matter you are analyzing. The genetic aspect of it could be the height, the color, and the talking, that is the voice resemblance. But however, there is the one that is under the influence of native law and custom movement of what do you call it, familiar spirit.
Oh, so hell.
The one that is familiar spirit is the one that transforms sickness from family to family.
Familiar spirit moves from family to family?
Yeah, there is familiar spirit.
Yo.
That work in the family. And therefore, they can transform the sickness to the other person to say, oh, my father had this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a genetic disposition. Okay. Hold on a second. I have to go off on a break and I'll come back to you. Would you call me back?
Okay, all right.
Thank you. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Where are the Lords? This is the Lords of Logic on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Yes, the Lords, welcome to Nigeria Info, the Sunny Side, and you are on the Lords of Logic. I think my voice reminds me of epic movies that I've seen. And I wondered if I existed in medieval times. I'm the kind of person who would probably be on exile. I'm going to say something the king won't like. No. It's the witches you burn. You'll be like, you see, your intelligence is heresy. And you shall go into exile. Maybe I'll just use my own mind to tell myself before they send me into exile. And then 100 years later, you're like, ah, have you studied Joyce? So what's it going to be called now? It's going to be like, have you studied Joycism? You know, have you studied Joycism? Mm. Like, no, you haven't gone to school. I think history is such a good place to go to. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. The Lords of Logic. So the topic is the possibility Well, do you think that is that there is a possibility that things outside of you, your environmental factors, can influence your gene, like practically change the coding? Yeah. Change. If your father had very strong hair and then you gave birth to your child, the grandchild, and your child has soft hair, it's like, wow. Wow. Oyibo? Okay, then whatever other examples that you might have. My mother is very fair. My dad's very dark. I don't even know where I stand on that spectrum. I think I'm just somewhere in the middle. Yeah? My younger sister is fair. Like, she's fair. My elder sister is fair. Then I think there are three of us, like, dark. I'm dark, like... No, I'm not as dark as my... No, I'm not as... No, my dad's dark. I'm... it's like, I wanted to near my mom. She's like, no, go meet your dad. Something like that. Yeah, but you see, you, if you look at my parents, you can see where I fit in. You can see. Now imagine if my father's like maybe 5'11", my mom is like 5'5", or something like that. She might not agree, but yeah. So imagine if I was born and I came out like 6'2". No, 5'2 is good, 5'2". Welcome to the show, the Lords of Logic. Well, that would be for straightforward calculation of genes. What about external factors like Suru Larry affecting my genetic coding? Because I grew up there. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Is that possible?
My name is Golden, calling from Suru Larry.
It's nice to meet you, Golden. Nice. Yeah.
So I believe external factors can affect your genes. I agree with you.
So
now, I'll give an example.
Good.
You were talking about earlier. You were talking about lab babies,
designer babies.
Who look, like earlier, you were talking about lab children who look just soft and, you know, agile and all of that.
Yeah, very, very frail.
Yeah, very frail. So the thing is, an average Nigerian who has suffered in Lagos and then found money and travels to the UK and decide. Key on average Nigerian who has suffered, and then you travel to the UK and you stay in the UK for say 5 years, and then you get married and give birth to your children, and you remain in the UK with your children. There is when those children grow up. In fact, as they are growing up, they would start to look like the
half-caste children.
Yeah, they start to look like the frail, fragile children. Jigget.
Okay.
Exactly, yeah. So as they are growing, you'll be thinking that these children, like, they've lived the money for 50 years, there's generational wealth in their family. And it wasn't like that with their father. Their father suffered in Lagos before coming to the UK to get money and give birth to them.
Okay.
So I believe the external factors, the fact that they've not been exposed to suffering, would, in a way,
alter their genes.
Yeah, retain the...
That's a good example.
Yeah,
okay, we can use that until someone debunks it. Thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. Welcome to the show. Now, the essence of this also needs to be highlighted. If you agree that external factors can influence your genetic coding, you're also saying, because I remember I gave you the example of, say, a bad behavior. So it means that a mother's bad behavior can practically be transplanted into a child, into her child. The things that you do consciously, deliberately, can go from this generation to that generation. It need not even be an initial coding. It can just transplant. It's like spirit entering some body, like a possession of a sort. So, do you think that's possible or not? Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. Hello. Make it back. Take your time. Well, don't take too much. Hello, Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. Welcome to the show. My name's Joyce.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm on the line.
Okay. Okay, go ahead.
All the one you have just explained, it is called assimilation. Like the French assimilation to the people that they colonized. Also, they said they were speaking their French language, abandoning their native and law custom language. But was later it was reactivated.
Okay.
So that was reactivated. So character can be reactivated. However, there are natural ways, two natural ways of life. The introvert, the extrovert is given by God. And that is in the blood. Because that even in the family in Lagos, of the same father, the same mother, some are smarter than some. Those that have the introvert, they are always quiet and observation. Those that have the extrovert, they are always shouting and do things in excess. Are you hearing me?
I'm with you.
Okay, so those that do something in excess, they easily go for something like music, something energizing. But okay, the introvert go for science, go for health education. All those that are, that is very intelligent to accumulate.
Okay.
So these are the two major character in human being.
Okay.
But however, some can be impacted by the evil spirit. Just as you have said earlier, that a man said, I will rape all of you. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
So that man, is the evil spirit is now taking his outward or the extrovert to say anything he wants to say. Because the extrovert men and women, they don't have secrets.
So let me ask you then. Hold on a second. Can a demon, did you say demon?
Yeah, they take
like an evil spirit, right? Can an evil spirit that has possessed someone alter their genes?
Yes, or no, alter their characteristics.
Can the character alter the genes? That's the question.
The gene? No. Gene is given by God. The gift of a man is in the blood. The life of a man is in the blood.
So, well, thank you very much. I do appreciate your contribution. And in fact, and I mean it when I say so, because you've also raised something. So if She I thought she was going to ignore the possession part, but she went back there. So I'm thinking, if a demon possesses someone to act in an unnatural way, without, you know, if the demon, because a demon usually would cause you to lose your own agency, you're not able to control yourself because something else is controlling you, then can that alter your code permanently? If it's able to alter your mind, can it alter your code? Think about that. If the demon is able to... Google is a rubbish something. So I just said something and my assistant just goes to Google. You see, indoctrination.
Oh, God.
But that's what it is. Indoctrination. It's like, don't think about it. Just come here. I got the answers. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the Sony side. Think about that part. And I like that you brought it up. I was really paying attention to it. So if it alters your mind, can it alter your code? Welcome, the Lords of Logic. The city, the Lords of Lagos. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hey, welcome. Hi, how are you? Epigenetics is the conversation or the topic on Nigeria Info's the Lords of Logic. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you here.
Good afternoon.
Turn off the volume of your radio set.
It's
you know off. Better. Thank you.
It's off.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Jesse Lokoye on the line.
Nice. Lord Jesse Lokoye. It doesn't enter. Give us a short version, man.
Okay.
Lord Lokoye. I think I like that one.
Yes.
good.
Thank you. See, oh Lord Jelopi.
What sort of degradation? What do you mean by that?
Tammy gave me daddy.
No. That's for the streets, man. These are Lloyds. See. What are you doing?
All right. Sorry. Let's go.
Go ahead.
See, let me ask, Jean, because bad behavior to me depends on the character. So there's a difference between character and Jean. Because character, you can, before you were born, you can when you give birth to a child, the child tends to pick up some characters from his or from the parents.
Uh-huh.
You understand? So when you're saying gene, it is confusing me because some people are calling it.
I try to simplify
character.
No.
Character is what some people are trying to say.
No.
Because when a man is drinking, you understand?
Yeah.
If a man drinks to stupor and he gives birth to children, at least one, let me just say, may pick it up. I don't want to say
yeah,
more.
Yeah, yeah.
May pick up that character of drinking.
Mm.
Can you say it is in the gene of the father to drink?
Welcome to the Lords of Logic. Tell me.
No, I'm just asking because character.
So I'm asking you to think about. So that's the thing. It seems as though you need to sit with it. I try to simplify it by trying to keep the conversation superficial in a manner that we get to even understand epigenetics because it's not a popular term. But I think you've done an even better job. You've done a better job of even going deeper. So evidently you are thinking. I don't want to think for you. Give me an answer.
Genes cannot. From what people have said.
You know what I'm saying? No. Wait. Just look where. Look. Yeah? Don't. Think
okay,
about
sorry,
when
sorry,
you're
sorry.
Thinking now.
I'm
don't,
not saying from what people have
uh-huh.
said. My own.
Yeah.
From
yeah.
my own.
And you can take a minute, think about it, and call me back. You know, that's
okay,
also good.
From my own.
Okay.
Genes cannot be altered. Characters are the ones that are altered.
Yeah, but you give us a scenario here now. You're
yes,
saying
now,
that a
character.
Father. Yeah, but how did it cross?
Because the father gave birth to that child.
So what is that?
The child can decide not to drink.
We're here. So the child can make a conscious decision, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean the gene. He or she inherited the gene from the father.
So what
the
does that mean?
The child can decide. What I'm saying is, if a man is killing for a living now, the gene of a killer should now be in the child.
So, so hold on a second. You're also saying that. What are you saying? But humans have autonomy. You have to also take autonomy because you're going there. You have to take all of it into the conversation. You have to then determine everything that you are, is that what you do all the time? Do you not choose what you do when you do it?
Okay, from what I know, no gene is meant
it's
to
also,
be killing. No gene is altered. No gene is meant to be altered. Let me even go straight.
Have you listened to Psychopaths?
Psychopaths?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you? If you haven't, you can just take a while. You can watch documentaries on psychopaths,
okay.
and then you might pick up a thing or two. I'm not telling you. I'm just advising that you might check it out because
okay.
I don't want to tell you what to think. I'm saying that you might need to be clear on something. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
You just need to be clear on something. Thank
right.
you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Nigeria Info, the Lords of Logic. Oh, I was really trying to keep it light. You guys went there. But look, guess who's happy? Me. Because it's evident you're thinking. Nice. The Lords of Logic. What's up? Oh, Nigeria Info, the sunny side. I was going to live stream on Instagram. Oh, let me just do it. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190, the Lords of Logic. My name's Joyce. If you cannot hear me, please hang up and call back. Good afternoon. The Lords of Logic. I'm with
Hello,
you.
Joyce.
Afternoon to you. Welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
My name
you.
Is Godwin.
Welcome, Godwin. Lord Godwin.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Lord Godwin, exactly. That's not perfect. I actually do believe that genes can be altered.
Okay.
I think there's even a scientific study, or rather, maybe it's like an invention kind of that's on that already. So they could chip in some things into the body system of people.
Okay.
And alter their genetic structure and all that.
Mm.
But also, I like to think about simple things like food.
Okay.
And the environment kind of can tweak the gene, kind of. If you go to the book of Daniel, there was a time where Daniel wouldn't take from the food of the king.
Okay.
And what he was taking in, not taking what the king was taking, he kind of had a different look, different...
Is that he was looking fresher?
You know, yeah.
That's
so sometimes
was.
I think... In a certain situation, at the right proportion, food and the environment could kind of, in a long period of time,
yeah.
change the genetic structure.
Okay.
But more so, like the scientific proof, I think, if you go deep into the studies, they've invented things that could, you know,
okay.
do all that.
Well, thank you for your submission. That's fair.
Yeah.
I do appreciate. I'm live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Unyemowa, on Instagram. Please leave me your comments. And if you're wondering, it's epigenetics. There's a concept, and maybe it could be right or wrong. And I'm hoping you can lacerate it with some. Now, it's interesting because Well, I thought I needed to keep it simplified so that we could establish an understanding before we further the conversation. One caller has already gone there and he was speaking about character. So, well, you do with it what it is. I think we even need to understand the basics before we even try to further the conversation. But if you're already that good and so quick, look, I want to be your guest. Epigenetics, the possibility that the external factors, so, and remember, external factors includes everything, good behavior, bad behavior, food, weather, parents, blah, external factors can alter. So the active word here is the alteration of your genetic coding. So something can be genetically better by external influence or genetically worse by external. Think about it. And I'm your guest. No, you are my guest now. I'm the host. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. What's your name? The volume of your radio set, please. Thank you.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hello, it's good to have you on the Lords of Logic.
Yeah, Joseph.
Welcome, Joe. Thank you for calling.
Okay. About the topic,
mm-hmm.
I think it can affect because... when I was thinking about it, I came across something. I don't know if it's valid, but...
Let's hear it.
I know that everyone has come under some influences that have maybe affected their gene. For example, like your intelligence now. I don't think you inherited it from your parents. Something happened to you that made you like that.
Like I hit my head on the floor, right? Or maybe the lightning.
Yeah, exactly.
You said I hit my head on the floor for real? Oh, okay.
For example, now, if you look at the documentary on the World War II, especially, it was found out that the children that came out from those people who survived the World War, you know, there was... Hello?
I'm with you, believe.
Yeah, you know, there was serious famine in that World War time. So,
okay.
their children, when they were born, they began to, experience this kind of extreme hunger, you know, that they even had to take them to hospital, you know.
Okay. Hello? I'm with you. I'm really just waiting for your thoughts. And I understand you're trying to put your words together, but I'm with you,
yeah.
I'm listening. Okay.
Okay. Then...
You want a minute?
There's a difference between influence and mutation. So, like when scientists were just doing their discovery, so they went to an ocean and they found two people. So they became like they were like fish. Those people were like fish. So maybe that is just.
Okay. Well, look, I even appreciate your attempt at really trying to put your words together, but I think you might need to think about it. And you need to call me back. Maybe not even today, but you're doing a good job at trying to take this somewhere. I like your World War example, but you didn't quite give me everything you got. So you might need to read about it and see whether you can identify what you noticed the first time.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. Because honestly, when you went to that World War, I was waiting for you to touch something and you didn't. Yeah, because it looks as though something emerged from the second generation after the war. Hello, welcome to the show. How are you? And there are even documentaries about it. The Sunny Side. Hi, how are you?
Hello, Joyce. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Welcome to Nigeria Info. It's the Lords of Logic. What's your name?
My name is Uche.
Welcome, Uche.
Okay, cool. So,
turn off the volume of your... What lord doesn't turn off his radio?
My radio is not on.
Hallelujah. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so I like the topic we are talking about today, but first I think it's important to differentiate between character and genes. A lot of people that called in to say they support that it's possible for the environment to impact on the gene code actually are giving examples that pertain to character.
No, hold on, let's take it back. No, the people, in fact, I've been listening. Remember, the people who have called in and in some instances supported that the influence can alter the genes did not speak on character. So if you want to touch on character and genetics in the same breath, that's okay. But no, they didn't.
All right, so,
no, they didn't.
Okay, fine. So let me provide my position.
Uh-huh, real quick, Lord.
Now, you mentioned that you're dark in complexion, right?
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not dark.
Okay. chocolate, whatever.
Yeah, I'm some
now,
welfare girl.
Where I will say that there is an environmental impact on your gene is if you or your child becomes blonde. And that is what gene is about. If you go to Australia, for instance, where you do not have much of sunlight, there is possibility that you become a little bit more fair than you are right now.
I'm actually fair. Except I'm not as fair as my mom, but I'm actually fair.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
Okay, cool. So you are as fair as you were right now, or because you're in Nigeria, the sun still beats you somehow.
Yeah, so I get
tan. But if you go to Australia where you do not have as much sun as you have in the country, there's every likelihood that a lot of people may just mistake you for a blonde.
Okay.
I don't know how fair you are.
Yeah, right? I get it. You're right.
Now, it has not changed your character code. It's just because of where you are, the body pigment just tend to adjust because it's not getting much of the sunlight.
Mm.
However, should you not have a child who is 100% blonde, that's where I could say, okay, fine, this person's character code has changed. But is that possible? I don't think so.
Why wouldn't you think so? What about the brown eye? Have you read about Hitler's brown eye and dark brown eyes? Have you heard about Hitler's brown eyes?
No, I haven't. Tell me about it, please.
Oh, well, some people were killed because of the color of their eyes. You might need to read about it. Yeah, you just need to read about it. Please read about it, please.
Okay, so if some people were killed because of the color of their eyes, is it that the environment impacted it?
So that's the thing, because you're saying that it's not possible for something to happen. You said it's not possible for something to happen. There was something you said, and you said it's not possible.
Unless that there is a genetic trait, right? My position is that the environment cannot impact and...
So there has to be a scientific mutation. There has to be a mutation of a sort. A scientific alteration of the genes. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't get that, sorry.
Are you saying that there has to be a scientific alteration for... alteration of the genes for my child to be white, for example?
Exactly my point.
Okay.
Either scientific or biological,
okay.
Not environmental.
So if I'm not intelligent, my child cannot be intelligent. What about that example? Or what about that thought? No, not an example, pardon me. Thought. Do you think... Because now you're speaking about material things. What about immaterial things?
Intelligence can actually be is relative if you ask me, right?
You're actually right.
I am as intelligent.
Okay,
as
thinker. Okay, hold on a second, a thinker. Let's since you say well, what about a thinker? Because that's more a character trait. Yeah.
A thinker.
Yeah, I'm a thinker.
Okay, you're a thinker, right?
Yeah.
And then you have a child who doesn't think, who just wants to play.
A child who thinks. A child who thinks. Like me.
You have
probably
a child
more.
Who thinks.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. If you have a child who thinks and you say, okay, you...
What would that be? No. I don't want you to lose your train of thought. What would that be?
No, if you have a child who thinks, then this is a genetic trait, yes.
So how did it pass?
Genetically, biologically, it's not because of any environmental issues.
Really?
Yes.
So something as immaterial as the ability to think is a code.
Yes, it's a code, I agree.
And it cannot be uncoded, decoded.
Now, the thing is, right, it's possible for this child to keep these traits aside. Probably because of the friends that the people that he plays around with.
Look, I want you to know that you can think about this, get some clarity, and then call me back.
I have clarity in my mind. Okay. I have very clear clarity on what I think.
And your summary is that it's not possible. It has to be like mother
My summary is not possible. It's possible for this child to keep this trait aside, but not that it has mutated and changed, no. It's possible
Thank
for
you.
The child to behave differently because of environmental issues, because of peer pressure and all those stuff. It is possible to act and behave differently. But I do not think it has changed the genetic code itself.
Okay, well, thank you very much then. So, Lagos, you heard that, brother. I thought it was a little... I eventually got his gist, so I think you can either add to that or take it apart. Welcome to the show, The Lords of Logic, Nigeria Info. The volume of your radio set. I'm actually live streaming on Instagram. I, Joyce Onyemowa, on Instagram. One word. Leave me your comment. Are you ready?
Welcome to the show. Speak up for us. Tell us your name.
My name is Jesus.
I'm so sorry. The background won't even let me hear your name. Please call back. Hello, Nigeria Info, the sunny side.
Yeah, Joy, this is Chukwu.
Thank you. Lord is a Chukwu.
I can't hear you much. This is Chukwu from Badore.
I can hear you. I can hear you. Believe me.
I've been listening to your program and I would like to contribute.
Please go ahead.
Yeah, Joy, based on what we are discussing, I am a split image of my father.
Okay.
But quite opposite in character.
Okay.
You know, this program made me to, you know, start thinking. You know, I was growing up and I went through a challenge with my aunt. And it kind of affected the way I think.
Okay.
I think I'm a thinker per se. And I totally developed a character that's quite different from my father.
Yeah.
Let me give you an example. People in my area believe that schooling is not for them. They don't have the mental capacity for that. And everybody, I'm telling you, I'm yet to be 40, but I'm the first graduate from my area.
Wow,
so
that's good.
I kind of say, okay, this is your challenge. How can I overcome this? And I started thinking, so what am I trying to bring out now? Environment. Now, people you move with can easily define you, influence you, or upgrade you or downgrade you. In the family where I grew up.
30 seconds. I'm so sorry. I'm going to have to cut you off because I have to be off
sorry.
On a break.
Thank you so much.
I'm so sorry. Look, off on a break. We'll be back. And it's beyond evident that we're going to have to bring this topic back. Believe me, because how are we not going to do that? Off on a break. The sunny side. It's 9.3 Nigeria Info. The sunny side is 4 minutes. So not much can be done, but the topic will come back. By God's grace. Okay, so let me go to the telephone lines. My name's Joyce. It's the Lords of Logic. Hello. Good afternoon to you.
Joyce, how are you doing?
Yeah, you. Yeah, I'm good.
This is Remy.
All right, welcome, Remy.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Are you aware that at a certain age, if a child is malnourished, it can affect his thinking process for his life, as in also his life?
Bring it back. What did you say?
Are you aware that if a child happens to be malnourished for a certain period of
during developmental phase,
that alone can affect his or her thinking process that could make him intelligent or not intelligent in his life.
Anybody who wants to debunk this, please? Well, that's a good one. Hopefully someone can agree or disagree.
If that can happen, then gene can be altered.
Fantastic. That's a good submission.
Well,
I'm listening to you. I want people to agree on this.
If that can happen to someone's thinking process, ordinary malnutrition, then gene can be altered easily.
Okay.
If that environmentally, being exposed to some chemical salts, anything can happen to your so-called gene.
Your so-called gene. Well, thank you very much for that one. I do appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you. I can afford one more before, and that has to be like in 1 minute, 30 seconds. Nigeria Info, my name's Joyce. You got to be quick. I lost you. So the topic will come back. Don't worry. That will be enough time for you to think about it. You're my final caller. Good afternoon to you.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You're my final caller. Tell me your name. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm Buki from Korodu.
All right. Welcome, Buki.
My submission is that, for example, when a family, they are born to have a particular ailment, be, for example, Hossa. So then the man starts affirming the word of God, saying I can overcome,
like
I am an overcomer, and all that. Then I think it tends to change the gene, the genetic of the man to become an orphan patient.
Meaning that the son
even
wouldn't have it,
and even to the generation to come.
Okay.
Then in the later life, there may be the other family. They will tend to come. You don't have this in your family, in your life or in the children.
Okay.
They don't have it in their lineage. Then you start to say, no, they don't have it. So I think with your affirmation and in your subconscious mind, it tends to change the code. To you and even to the younger ones,
the generation unborn.
So
thank you.
Thank you.
So you're saying genes can be altered. Well, Lagos, Nigeria, the sun sets here. Interestingly, my work's done beautifully, and I will not be here next week. Wonderfully. Wait, I'll miss you. I just needed to say that. Yeah, I'll see you next. No, Now, I'm used to saying, the sun sets here. It's going to set for like a good 2 weeks, but there's someone going to be here, of course, you know. And radio is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My name is Joyce Onyemoa. I'm not sure. I can't guarantee you find me on social media like that, but I'll miss you. And then I'll come back, and this will happen again. God bless you. See you when I see you. Bye-bye.